in boots.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News, the New Hampshire primary. I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump wins another contest and tells his followers in New Hampshire about November.
We have no choice. If we don't win, I think our country is finished. I do. I believe our country is finished.
Still, his only remaining GOP opponent isn't giving up in Concord, New Hampshire. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Even in a two-person race, Nikki Haley sees her second-place finish behind Donald Trump as a small victory, coming within striking distance and vowing to carry on.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
The path for Haley beyond the Granite State is not as clear. Trump now calling for Haley to drop out. At the Haley campaign headquarters in Concord, New Hampshire, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
35% of New Hampshire Republicans identified themselves as part of the MAGA movement. That was down, though, from 46% in Iowa. This is ABC News. New pressure on Harvard over allegations it isn't doing enough to fight anti-Semitism. A House committee investigating the school now says Harvard's response has been, quote, woefully inadequate. Mixed emotions for one Oscar nominee. 'Cause I'm
just kidding. Ryan Gosling is thrilled with his Oscar nomination for Barbie, but bummed the women behind the film aren't nominated as well. In a statement, he says he's incredibly honored and proud his nod comes for portraying a plastic doll named Ken. But, he continues, there's no Ken without Barbie.
But it's Barbie and Ken.
And no Barbie movie without director Greta Gerwig and star Margot Robbie. And to say he's disappointed they aren't nominated in their respective categories would be an understatement. Barbie snagged 8 total nominations, including one for Best Picture. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Looks like China may be giving up on trying to restrict the time kids spend playing video games. A proposal would have put strict limits on game time, but that proposal has vanished from Chinese government websites. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is declaring 2024 the year of the worker. He used his State of the State speech last night to invite ideas to boost child care and public education and paid family leave.
Let's hear it. I will work with any legislator, any partner, any stakeholder who's willing to engage in meaningful conversations on these issues to do the right thing for Wisconsin.
Evers also says he'll make over-the-counter contraceptives free to people on Badger Care Plus. The state of Wisconsin issued more than 60,000 initial professional licenses last year. That's a 38% increase over 2022. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services says the average review time for new licenses is down to less than 4 days. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Phillips Clergy Association would like to invite anyone who wants to know how to talk to someone about abortion, has dealt with abortion in any way, or dealt with its aftermath, to dinner and a movie. This will be on February 13th at 6 p.m. at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church on Highway 13 in Phillips. Please call 715-339-4632 to RSVP. All are welcome, and it's appropriate for all ages.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks searching for a new head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are conducting interviews after firing their head coach, Adrian Griffin, yesterday, just halfway into the regular season. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski broke the story.
An agonizing decision for this Milwaukee organization. They were very fond of Adrian Griffin. They gave him his first head coaching opportunity, and they made a decision to make the change. They told Adrian Griffin that he's out.
Veteran NBA coach Doc Rivers said to be a leading candidate. The 62-year-old Rivers fired by the 76ers last May. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 61-59 win over the Gophers in Minnesota. Tyler Wall with 16 points, including a pair of free throws with just 5 seconds left, says they needed to be a little more consistent.
I think we started out the game sticking to the game plan pretty well. Not necessarily sloppy, but we didn't have urgency that we needed to on the three-point shooters. But we talked about it in a few of the timeouts, got it straightened out, and at that point it was kind of a dogfight.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with fog and some areas of freezing drizzle at times today. A few flurries are possible, too, with a high of 33. More of the same tonight. Fog, freezing drizzle, little light snow, 29 tomorrow. Some fog, drizzle, freezing drizzle, and light snow with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up. 98Q Country.
Nobody waiting there, cold and empty bed. What does I wish that said?
so I
be Keith Urban. It's called Somewhere in My Car. As it's Justin, thanks for hanging with me this morning. This would be Brian Martin. It's called We Ride. Check it out. It's new.
Sitting up high on the road in a little old car. I'm a little more bust your back
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
So Orkin does this every single year. They put out the list of the cities with the most bed bugs. Topping the list this year would be Chicago, followed by New York, which New York was number one last year, but Chicago decided it was going to rise to the occasion this year and came in at number one. So it goes Chicago, it goes to New York, then it goes to Philadelphia, Cleveland, Los Angeles, Detroit, Washington, D.C., and Indy. So some big cities right there with some big bed bug problems. So if you're going to the hotels in any of those cities, please be careful.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This is a special report from ABC News, the New Hampshire primary. I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump wins another contest and tells his followers in New Hampshire about November.
We have no choice. If we don't win, I think our country is finished. I do. I believe our country is finished.
Still, his only remaining GOP opponent isn't giving up in Concord, New Hampshire. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Even in a two-person race, Nikki Haley sees her second place finish behind Donald Trump as a small victory, coming within striking distance and vowing to carry on.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
The path for Haley beyond the Granite State is not as clear. Trump now calling for Haley to drop out. At the Haley campaign headquarters in Concord, New Hampshire, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
35% of New Hampshire Republicans identified themselves as part of the MAGA movement. That was down, though, from 46% in Iowa. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican lawmakers are rebuffing Governor Evers' calls for paid family leave and more help for public education and the child care industry. Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu.
The surplus should be returned to the working taxpayers who have given the state government more than their money than is necessary.
Lemahieu delivered the Republican response to Governor Evers' State of the State speech last night. Groups that work with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault are about to lose $30 million in federal funding. The state Senate committee will consider what the state may do this week. Wisconsin ranks number 7 for domestic violence homicides adjusted for population. Domestic violence killings in Wisconsin went up 20% from 2021 to 22. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Thursday, January 25th at 7 p.m. here on 98Q Country, it's Prentice hosting Schwamigan for girls basketball. Brought to you by Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman. 98Q Country, bringing you high school sports.
The Bucks need a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After firing their head coach, Adrian Griffin, just 43 games into the season, the Milwaukee Bucks are looking for his replacement. It's the third shortest tenure in the history of the NBA. Analyst Tony Smith.
You know, you got to look at what the Bucks represent. They think they're a championship caliber team, and they're not going to stand for anything less than that. So when they look out on the floor, yeah, the record is 30-13. They're second in the East, but the looks of the team did not fit what management really wanted.
Baseball. The Brewers signed Phillies first baseman Rhys Hoskins to a 2-year deal worth $34 million with a 1-year option. Hoskins sat out last year after suffering a torn ACL in spring training. College basketball last night, the Badgers held on to beat the Gophers 61-59. The Badgers' A.J. Storr drawing a technical for hanging on the rim after a dunk shot.
I didn't know hanging on the rim and trying to dunk the ball was a Class B technical. I've never been in that position myself. Again, hang on the rim, let alone try to dunk it.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Step into Leisure City, where winter warmth meets unbeatable deals. With top-tier hot tubs from Hot Springs, Vita, Nordic, and Free Flow. All available with 0% financing for up to 60 months for qualified buyers. Dive into luxury without breaking the bank. But wait, there's more. Introducing Heat Track, your ultimate solution to icy pathways and frosty stairs. These heated electric floor mats ensure safety and comfort wherever you roam, perfect for homes and offices alike. Don't miss out. Leisure City, the perfect blend of warmth, savings, and comfort, and beyond.
Mike and Terry Hammerstrom are a very proud log roller sponsor of the Logger United organization and wishes the best to the Phillips Logger sports teams and great success this season. This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with fog and some areas of freezing drizzle at times today. A few flurries are possible too with a high of 33. More of the same tonight. Fog, freezing drizzle, little light snow, 29 tomorrow. Some fog, drizzle, freezing drizzle, and light snow with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country. If ever I get lost,
can just stay here in this minute, lose our track of time. If the world's been known without us for a while.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge will be made out in the rain. Where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me a friend.
The thought is starting over. If you left, I know I'd never get closure. It's Old Dominion. That's Megan Maroney. It's called Can't Break Up Now. So there was a study done by a bank. It was called KeyBank, and they asked Americans, would you rather have a high-paying salary or a job that you love? 66% of Americans said that they would rather have a job that they loved and were happy at rather than having a big salary. I get that, too, because you know what? If you're happy every single day, that's better on your mental health versus just the check and you hate your life every single day. How about Blake Shelton? Stick around. We're going to get to Blake, and he's coming up next.
It's Winterfest in beautiful Phillips, Wisconsin, January 26th to the 28th, with a full weekend filled with great family fun and activities ranging from local retail shopping specials, a candlelight walk on Friday evening at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, and on Saturday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. you can get in on the ice fishing tournaments and flurry snowshoe races. You can also take the kids at noon for bingo at the First Presbyterian Church, and a chili dinner will be served at 5 p.m. Evening events are an ice skating party and bonfire at Elk Lake Park, and ending the evening, the night sky will light up with a beautiful fireworks display. For more info on events and times, see the Phillips Chamber webpage or call 715-339-4100. That is 715-339-4100.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Mostly cloudy with fog and some areas of freezing drizzle at times today. A few flurries are possible, too, with a high of 33. More of the same tonight. Fog, freezing drizzle, little light snow, 29 tomorrow. Some fog, drizzle, freezing drizzle, and light snow with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Jordan Davis.
Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got too soon, too late.
98Q Country.
She likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. Get fired, but that's all right. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Feel it. You got everybody looking at you.
we go. It's Kane Brown with I Can Feel It. Thanks so much for getting up and starting your morning off with us. So there was a list out of like normal type names that are going extinct. And I was actually kind of surprised on what's on this list. We're going to break this down coming up in the next 15 minutes. Stick around.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When the culture erupts into chaos and violence breaks out in the streets, anger usually gets the blame. We're told that people act destructively when they're angry about the economy, about politics, or about injustice. And actually, that opinion is only partly correct. Destructive behavior doesn't come from people who are angry, but from people who aren't in control of their anger. Anger itself can be quite productive. Without anger, our ancestors would never have risen up to fight a revolution for freedom. They never would have battled to end slavery. Some people call that kind of anger righteous anger because it's an emotion provoked by wrongdoing and injustice. Righteous anger has liberated countries, stamped out disease, and released men and women around the world from the bonds of slavery. Righteous anger transforms things for the better. It's when anger is misused or allowed to run wild that it destroys families, communities, even nations. Lawlessness doesn't promote hope and change. It breeds destruction and distracts us from what's important, which drives our culture further away from our national ideals instead of closer to them. America's hope for the future lies not in ridding ourselves of anger, but in channeling it toward positive, productive choices. Anger gone wild is not the solution, but righteous anger, handled correctly, can be. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Connexus Credit Union in Phillips is proud to be a sponsor of the Logger United Booster Club. They are a member-focused cooperative that is proud to return the profits to member owners through high yields for checking accounts, deposit products, as well as competitive rates. Connexus Credit Union, located at 114 South Avon Avenue in Phillips.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how how that works. Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Mostly cloudy with fog and some areas of freezing drizzle at times today. A few flurries are possible, too, with a high of 33. More of the same tonight. Fog, freezing drizzle, little light snow, 29 tomorrow. Some fog, drizzle, freezing drizzle, and light snow with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
This new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have any future anymore. We got history.
98Q Country.